The Florida House is considering allowing students to take a computer coding course to fulfill the credit requirement in lieu of a foreign language. The bill was amended before voted on. The bill got unanimous approval in a House subcommittee after it was amended after the foreign language portion was taken out. It now focuses on encouraging students to take a coding class and how to prepare them for jobs in the field. The Articulation Coordinating Committee would set the requirements for computer classes. The measure was proposed by Republican Representative Elizabeth Porter.
And among other things, the ACC recommendations must also identify gaps in current policy, curricula, programs, and practices that prevent students from pursuing post-secondary education and careers in computer science and related fields.
Jeremy Lananowski has severe speech apraxia. After speaking, he had a translation on his phone that said his testimony again.
My name is Jeremy Lananowski. I have speech apraxia, and I know some people think I not do anything in general because of my disability. But I sell in math, science, and thinking outside the box.
I would like to go to college and study engineering or computer science. However, if I attempt to take Spanish, the school will not provide a speech therapist to assist, and my private therapy is maxed out with English.
Andrew Lananowski spoke as well. Lananowski says he'd rather his son Jeremy practice in something other than a foreign language.
My son will never compete in that foreign language. We have people that will never compete in those foreign language. And we really don't teach foreign language. So to address the issue, my daughter, she took Spanish. She did excelled it. We were speaking Hungarian and Russian to her at home. These are some of the foreign languages that actually we critically need.
As of now, the Florida Department of Education requires students to take 2 credits of a foreign language, excluding students with a native language other than English.
So someone who's concerned about these foreign languages, make sure that the kids who can excel in those foreign languages are given the opportunity to take 2 or 3 languages, and the kids that are not going to excel in those languages and not going to be successful can take a look at alternative paths.
The bill was passed without debate, but still needs 2 more committees to pass the House floor. For WFSU News, I'm Catherine Buckler.